Chris Rock rips cancel culture, it's pushing America to a place where people are scared to talk. By Hannah Blow on May 20, 2021. Actor-comedian Chris Rock ripped the continued embrace of cancel culture in modern society, concluding the country has reached a place where people are scared to talk. During a recent appearance on The Breakfast Club, the grown-up star spoke about the dangers of cancel culture and what it has done to basic dialogue and culture in the United States. It's weird when you're a comedian because when you're a comedian, when the audience doesn't laugh, we get the message. You don't really have to cancel us because we get the message. They're not laughing. Our feelings hurt. When we do something and people aren't laughing we get it, Rock said. The spiral star continued. I don't understand why people feel the need to go beyond that, you know what I mean? Honestly, to me, it's a disrespect. It's people disrespecting the audience you think you know more than the audience. The audience knows more than everybody okay. You know but hey, some things don't need to be said. Some people need to be looked at for, I definitely understand that but not letting comedians work is. You know, what happens is everybody gets safe and when everybody gets safe and nobody tries anything things get boring. As a result, the Week of Actors said he has witnessed many unfunny comedians, unfunny TV shows, unfunny award shows, and unfunny movies because everybody's scared to make a move. That's not a place to be. You know, we should have the right to fail because failure is a part of art, he said, describing such as the ultimate cancel. But now you know you got a place where people are scared to talk. That's not, you know, especially in America you're scared to talk, But you know, that's what people want, you know, got to make adjustments, Rock added. Watch below. Rock, who has touted left-wing causes in the past, made waves in December after pitching then-incoming President Biden to create a Supreme Court of Science which would be in charge of medical and environmental issues. Basically, I would hope that the government instills a mechanism so that if there's ever anything environmental or medical, this mechanism would take over, thus, eliminating politics out of a life-and-death situation, he said at the time. But here, Rock is just the latest leftist celebrity to come out against cancel culture. Last week, Democrat activist and actor Alec Baldwin called cancel culture a forest fire in constant need of fuel.